Merry Christmas, everyone.
It's
hard to celebrate Christmas without thinking about our childhood, isn't it? And the joy that we always took on Christmas morning. It was never hard to get up on Christmas like it was for school days. My siblings and I certainly always enjoyed getting up nice and early and tearing open our presents under the tree, making quick work of everything that waited there. And as children, there was always one thing that stood between us and our presents, and that was our parents' permission to go and to start. There was one particular year, soon after we had gotten our first camcorder, it was late in the 80s or early 90s, when Dad was stationed behind the closed door where the tree was in the living room, poised with the camcorder, ready to capture our excitement for all the ages on the VHS that was recording there in the camcorder. And it's become kind of a legendary moment in our family because pretty much the video is my dad trying to tell us to go or telling us not to go, and us on the other side trying to figure out whether he's saying go or no. But eventually we got to our target. I think we just finally burst through the door and opened our presents. I thought of that as we celebrate Christmas because certainly we all enjoy the tradition of gift giving and gift receiving on Christmas. But it's meant to be a sign to us of the greatest gift that this day is about, the gift of our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, made flesh for our salvation. And just as when I was a child, what I needed in order to receive the gift was my parents' yes, their permission, so too, in a very real way, the gift of our salvation came from the yes, the let it be done, first of God our Father, our eternal Father, who, as the scriptures tell us, so loved the world that on this holy night he gave his own Son for us and for our salvation, those words we say in the Creed every Sunday. It was God the Father's compassion, his love for us in our fallenness, our sinfulness, that he gave us the gift of our Savior. And right there along with the yes of God the Father, there was also a mother's yes, was there not? The yes of her whom we call our Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary. God, in fact, proposed the incarnation and then he waited for her yes, when she said, let it be done to me according to thy word. It's interesting, actually, to note how significant the role of Mary was in all of this, and therefore how significant her role is still for us. Take tonight's gospel, for example. God the Father loved Saint Joseph, and he gave his son for him. And how was it that St. Joseph would come to encounter Christ? It was by heeding the angel's words, do not be afraid to take Mary into your home, for she will bear a son, and he will save his people from their sins. It's interesting, too, St. Luke, when he talks about the nativity and the shepherds coming to the stable in Bethlehem, the order in which he narrates things, he says that the shepherds came and they found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. You see, there's something about Mary's yes, the yes of that mother, that in a way gives us access to the gift of our Lord Jesus Christ. She is for us the model of how to receive this gift. Beautiful thing to do on this holy night would be to ponder the love with which Mary welcomed her son into the world, to ask her that we might greet him with that same love, that same openness to grace that allowed her to become full of grace, as we call her in the Hail Mary. St. Luke says of her that she kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. You see, when we come to Mary, Far from being an obstacle in some way between us and Jesus, she's a shortcut right to the heart of that child. And there, stored up, treasured in her immaculate heart, are all of these memories of the things that transpired on this holy night. And when we come to her as her sons and daughters and ask her to open her heart to us, she loves to share with us what she holds there. She loves to draw us near to her Son. That's her only desire in the end, is to introduce us to Christ. I like to imagine sometimes in my prayers the shepherds coming to the manger and asking Mary for permission to hold the Christ child. We could all imagine ourselves drawing close to the manger and asking our Blessed Mother that we too might hold that precious infant in our arms, our newborn King and Savior. The gifts that we find under the Christmas tree are always wrapped in beautiful wrapping paper. How quickly, though, we tear into that beautiful wrapping paper and we cast the wrapping paper aside so quickly to get to what is hidden underneath. Well, when the gift that God gave, his own Son, came into the world, he too was wrapped in a beautiful kind of wrapping paper, if you will. He was wrapped in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the most beautiful woman God ever made. But unlike us, God does not cast aside that in which this gift was contained. But he gives her along with his Son as a mother to us. And he entrusts her with the mission of drawing many souls to her Son so that we can receive that gift of salvation. I'd like to invite you on this Christmas to draw near to Mary, to ask her to lead you to her Son, to ask her to form your mind and your heart in such a way that you can offer to him the same kind of faith and pure love that she gave to him on that holy night. Today, as our mother, she calls us to the manger in Bethlehem to find there the greatest gift that we've ever been given, the gift of a Savior who offers us not just some passing thing, but something eternal, the life of heaven, God's grace. Today we offer him our love and our adoration, and we ask our Blessed Mother to help us to draw near to him on this holy night. Please pray with me. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. St. Gerard Majella. Pray for us.